More change this week. A new pope was elected in Rome. Pope Benedict XVI has spent nearly his whole life climbing the ladder that leads to the papacy. For writer Michael Razes, his experience as an altar boy in the Greek Orthodox Church led away from that church.
I'm probably not the first person to observe that the church and the theater are very much alike. And as a kid, the road to my salvation ran right through the intersection of the two. For instance, my first acting job came at church. I was 10 years old and in Greek school when we mounted a play set in a barnyard. Totally unaware of the evils of typecasting, I played the part of a piglet. My monologue from that watershed piece of theater went like this.
Ton mikromas, to, apo tus kleftes ton filao, ke parea tu kratao.
Loosely translated, it means today I am a piglet. Tomorrow, with the grace of God, I might be sausage. The church newsletter gave me a rave review. Races brought sizzle to the role of the piglet without ever toppling into hamminess. My dizzying star turn was just the springboard I needed to make it to the next rung in the church hierarchy. I became an altar boy, a player in the theater of the Greek Orthodox liturgy. It was intoxicating and intimidating. Intoxicating because I got to wear a gold lamé robe that lent me an angelic sheen. Almost. Intimidating because I had to work in close proximity to the priest, a gallows pole of a man whom we called Father. As priest, I was taught Father was God's representative on earth. That connection alone made me want to impress him, but when you factor in that everyone had loved my performance, that is, everyone but Father, let's just say I wanted to make a convert of him, but God works in strange ways. A few Sundays later, I was in the altar, awaiting the start of the service. Now, the liturgy began when the huge door that separated the altar from the congregation slowly opened to reveal Father. His back to the congregation, he would turn and start the service. Every Sunday, that door opened with a long, regal pull, like a curtain parting to start a show. And typically, it was the church sexton who opened it. But on this fatal Sunday, the sexton wasn't there. It was just Father and I. So very subtly, he signaled me to open the door, instantly transforming me from earthbound imp into a 60-pound cherub in training. Flushed with my lofty new status, I strode to the door, which dwarfed me. But on its sides were handles for me to latch onto as I did God's work, handles I gripped as if they were life itself. And when Father cued me, I uncoiled like a tightly wound spring bound for heaven. But no one had told me that the door was mounted on ball bearings and actually opened quite easily. Instead of the pomp the congregation had come to expect, the door whipped open, sounding like a giant fishing reel with its drag still on. As it banged to a halt, I crashed to earth a lump of rumpled lamé. Looking up, I saw a mural of God on the ceiling, his right hand extended as if to help me up. But just then Father thrust himself between us, his glare sending me to a place that's, shall we say, a lot warmer than Florida. Instantly, I understood that the road to salvation was going to be a lot bumpier than I imagined. After all, I had been a piglet. And tomorrow, I might be sausage.
Michael Razes is a writer and actor living in Los Angeles. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.